Flight attendants use security privileges to smuggle millions in drug money out of the country on international airlines. Wait, you're telling me I can't take more than 8 ounces of Coca-Cola through security, but these flight attendants were able to smuggle 8 kilos of actual Coke? Come on, make it make sense. Tune in as we provide more details on the situation on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. It looks like all that patting down, spinning around, hand over head, Simon Says, and the hokey pokey we have to do at the airport was just a distraction, because as they were telling us to take off our shoes, the flight attendants were walking by with their roller luggage full of drugs. Charlie Hernandez, 42, Sarah Valerio Pujol, 42, Emmanuel Torres, 34, and Gerald Fabio, 35, each faced federal felony charges of operating an unlicensed money transmission business and violating airport security requirements. In an article from Fox News, it is being reported that federal agents hauled a flight attendant out of New York City, John F. Kennedy International Airport, as they broke up an international money laundering ring that prosecutors allege smuggled $8 million in drug-related proceeds out of the U.S. by taking advantage of flight crew's easy airport access. Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge Ivan Arvelo said Wednesday, "This investigation has exposed critical vulnerabilities in the airline security industry and has illuminated methods that narcotics traffickers are utilizing." When you just give their luggage an eye exam and give our bags a free MRI, of course they're going to get through. I mean, I see it all the time. You know what I mean? You're standing in that long line that looks like the final seconds before you lose at the old cell phone game Snake. You're slowly inching forward as flight attendants walk by TSA with a 7-course meal and a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper. You know, they saw the vulnerabilities, they just didn't say anything. It goes on to say Hernandez is accused of smuggling at least $2.5 million between 2014 and 2019. During that same span, Pujol allegedly transported at least $1.5 million on flights to the Dominican Republic, and I'm not talking about the baseball player. Both Torres and Fabio are accused of smuggling more than $1.5 million apiece between 2015 and last year and face up to 15 years in prison. In exchange for getting the cash through TSA checkpoints, they each allegedly received a small cut, around $1,000 to $2,000 per $60,000 smuggled. Okay, that's a lot of numbers. Well, let's pull out the calculator here to simplify things. $8 million was smuggled total. They get $1,000 to $2,000 for every $60,000 smuggled. So that's 133.33. Let's say they receive the high end of that, which is $2,000. Now that's $266,000 total. Now divide that by the 5 years that they smuggled and you get $53,000 per year. Then you divide that number by the number of people which receive it, which is 4, and you get $13,333 per person per year. Now you see why I love numbers. When I first read the article, and you probably did the same thing when you clicked on this podcast, like, wow, $8 million? That's a lot. But once I broke it down over the time span, it's not a lot of money. So from my experience, one of two things are happening. Either they are making more than what they are disclosing to deter people from repeating the crime. Let's say they were making $2 million per year per person for 5 years and only facing 15 years. You may find someone who will say, well, it'll be worth it to try to copy this and do it better. Or, as they say, there is no honor among thieves and they were getting ripped off. Only getting $1,000 to $2,000 to get $60,000 through? That's a low cut. But regardless, both are wrong. Many prophets have predicted that there would be a time where people didn't care how you earned your money, legally or illegally. And we are living in those times. If you are still tuned in, don't be envious of anyone until you know how they make their money. King David was praised because he only ate from the labor of his own hands, and the work that he did was righteous. With only $13,000 extra, I don't think they were living the high life, but I'm sure it was nerve-wracking at first. Continued sin numbs our inner consciousness, and I think that is what happened. After 5 years, they probably got really good at it. But it looks like someone wasn't getting their fair share. Homeland Security Investigations and the NYPD began investigating an international drug trafficking and money laundering ring in 2018, leading them to an informant identified in court documents as Cooperating Witness 1, who sold out his alleged mules. After CBP agent stopped Pujol, the informant told federal investigators that Hernandez had another $60,000, which is currently unaccounted for. Like I said, there's no honor amongst thieves. So brothers and sisters, don't get caught up in fast money. Your freedom is worth more than that. Be happy with what you have and what you earn righteously. And that goes with investing as well. Don't worry about what your neighbor is doing. He may be a part of a Ponzi scheme and he may be making 10-20%, but it may not be righteously, or he may lose all of it because he's taking on too much risk. So don't be envious of these people. I am old enough to see so many people through my lifetime get rich and fail because they weren't doing the right thing. It says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. And I hope that's you, brothers and sisters. Little by little, it will increase, and that's God's promise. Well, if you're not subscribed to the podcast and I taught you something, or you feel a little better about yourself, please subscribe and rate this show on whatever platform you're listening to. It all helps. Also, if you like this episode, be sure to check out Two Teen Brothers Face Felony Charges After Their Video Goes Viral. It's episode number 241. Two teen brothers are facing third-degree felony charges for pollution after they were caught on video dumping trash into the Atlantic Ocean during a Florida boating party. In that episode, I discussed the repercussions faced by the two teen boaters, drawing parallels between their actions and short-sighted financial decisions. I emphasized the importance of long-term planning and ethical consideration when investing and making money. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.